Welcome to a short little edition of the Rational Response Squad. On the phone with me now are Steve and Jinxie. How you guys doing?
Hi, great, thanks.
Good, thanks, Brian.
Steve and Jinxie have recently started up the Rational Response Squad for Southern California, and you definitely have to check them out at myspace.com/RRSSoCal. And if you're in the Southern California area, get involved. They are about to be celebrities. They're about to be on ABC's Wife Swap January 8th, as I understand. Is that right, guys? January 8th
yes.
is the date?
That's
January 8th on ABC.
So what happened here is, for those who don't know, you can go check them out on MySpace, but as ABC puts it, we've got a career-focused mom with an alternative lifestyle, and that would be Jinxie, who swaps with a religious fundamentalist mom who places religion and family before everything else. And then, of course, you know, this wife swap program also featured the infidel guy a while ago. You can check him out at infidelguy.com. But basically, the press release says that for Karen, Big Mama Lawrence, she's 41 years old, and her husband, Daryl, and their three children, Jessica, Amber, and Daryl of North Carolina. This is the Christian family. Their life revolves around their Christian beliefs and the word of the gospel. And although Big Mama works full time as a bank teller, they say that she manages to make it home in time to cook dinner for the family and take care of her household chores. She lives under man law. Yeah, what's the deal with that, Jinxie?
Well, I was a little unprepared for the archaic man law that I was introduced to when I got to the Lawrence household. But man law basically means that in accordance with their biblical beliefs, that the man rules the house. And what that means is that the women in the house, which are Big Mama and me while I was there, and the two daughters, they basically serve the men. They cook, they clean, they take care of all of their needs because they're the kings and they're their servants.
I got to look into this man law.
Hey now, we don't like the man law.
Maybe I am a Christian.
Hey now.
No, I'm kidding. Obviously, I mean, this is ridiculous. I find it funny, though. There's so many different, like, variations of Christianity because we're always told, I mean, this is clearly like Old Testament type of stuff here. And, you know, we're always told that, you know, Jesus came to change the laws and we're in the new covenant. We're not in the old covenant anymore. But meanwhile, we have this today in America. They're man law.
I was quite shocked, to say the least. I mean, I guess I'm not blind to the fact that it exists, but to be living in the household where it's really going on was quite a shock for me. And it just astounded me that the girls, because they were my example, were perfectly fine with it, you know, because they were born a girl. They just got the total short end of the stick, and it's all cool because they're doing what God would want them to do. So I had quite a hard time with it, and I put my own twist on it when it came rule change time. So
you lived under man law and actually obeyed all the rules?
I did. I didn't falter. I cooked and I cleaned their toilets and I vacuumed and I did the laundry and I took care of the man, and I did it knowing that when it was my turn that he was supposed to live my rules.
Supposed to. I heard that. Let's
supposed
not.
To.
Yeah, we won't give out too much. We don't know what ABC's.
Yes.
Yeah,
we'll leave it at that.
So you definitely have to check out this episode, folks. It's 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern time on January 8th on ABC for Wife Swap, and then of course, Steve, on your side, you had the mom came to California. Is that right?
Yes, Big Mama came here and stayed with us for a little bit.
Okay, and so give me a little background on what Big Mama was like.
You know, she thinks that the man provides and the woman is supposed to stay at home and cook and clean. You know, it's ironic that she actually has a full-time job and those beliefs at the same time. But, you know, whatever she wants to do is fine with me. But
seems like it kind of violates our own rules. But
I think, you know, as typical with most Christians, they easily contradict themselves.
Yeah.
and that's what she did in our household the whole time she was here. She wanted to teach my 12-year-old daughter what it means to be a good wife. You know, she told her that several times. That was one of her rules up on the rule board is, you know, I'm going to teach your daughter how to be a good wife and teach her how to cook and clean.
Now, how old's your daughter?
12 years old.
Yeah, so she's ready to learn that lesson.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
She was thrilled.
Biblically speaking, I mean, I believe they were getting married at that age. You know.
And, you know, she wanted to impose the man law on us at the first chance she had.
She would wait on you hand and foot.
Yeah, well, that's what I was hoping for, but you know, I had to actually break one of her rules because under man law, the man's not allowed to do anything. But she did such a poor job at actually keeping the house clean that I had to break that rule and show her, you know, how messy the floor was. I had to sweep the floor and show her this. Disgusting pile of food that had been there for 2 days.
And you got a great consequence.
Yeah, I got a good consequence that you'll want to tune in for.
I want to check out his
consequence. Oh, geez, you got punished for cleaning.
I got punished for vacuuming and cleaning the floor.
And I must say it was one of the best scenes ever on Wife Swap, what his consequence entailed.
Yeah. I'm gonna take a guess. It had something to do with having to read the Bible, and he, like, you know, threw it in her face or something. You got to see
something,
folks,
like that. The Bible got thrown somewhere.
Yeah, Steve is and Jinxie are both, you know, very rational and calm and mellow and fun people. And so, you know, when you watch the episode, hopefully some of that'll come through. You know, because there were also some moments there that are great for TV that I'm sure you'll see a lot of them.
Drama.
Yeah, there's some great drama moments, and you know, I'm sure you'll see a lot of that stuff. But definitely check out Steve and Jinxie on ABC's Wife Swap, January 8th. Check your local listings. Don't miss the episode. And then come by and give your love and support to Jinxie and Steve on their new Rational Response Squad profile, which is myspace.com/RRS SoCal. And Jinxie and Steve have an online at-home business when they sell goods on eBay. So if you guys need any Disney products, definitely check them out.
Thank you.
Yeah, I believe
mermaidinc.com.
Yes, it's mermaidinc.com. Is it all Disney products that you sell on there?
No, just lots of collectibles, kind of specializing in Disney, but we have all kinds of goodies for everybody.
Okay, there you go. So it's everything. So check them out. It's mermaidinc.com. If you're an eBayer and you want to support, you know, people who are speaking out, check out mermaidinc.com. And of course, Steve also does some local real estate work in the Southern California area. So if you're looking for a place, make sure to check out Steve and send your love and support on their MySpace profile. It's myspace.com. /RRS SoCal. And Jinxie and Steve, thanks for everything that you guys have done so far with this new
thank you so much, Brian. We
Southern California
it.
Channel.
Yes, thank you.
And definitely please check us out, our Rational Response Squad SoCal. We need your support, so come by and see us.
We need to make it grow locally, and that's the only way we're going to make a change.
Until next time, folks, stay rational.